Hello and welcome to the Mojo Podcast with me, Richard Stokes. This week it's the return of the Mojo Toolkit, a bonus episode covering a subject I hope to be of interest to you as you consider your own mojo, what's affecting it, and how you can work on getting it up to the level you desire. This week we're going to talk about values. I'll talk a bit about the importance of understanding your values, especially in relation to decision making. I'll then walk through an exercise you can do yourself or with a friend to help define your own values. You can use this episode in two ways. Simply sit back and listen as you usually would and consider what's coming up for you. Or you can get fully immersed and do the exercise I'll be offering up. Now, to do that exercise, I've shared a long list of values on my Instagram. So go and grab the list and have a pen and paper to hand. Now, also, it's really important you find some space to do this. And by space, I mean a time when you can sit quietly, undisturbed, and also a place that is calming for you. So maybe not on your commute or whilst making dinner. Then it's over to you. See how having your values codified helps you with the decisions that you are wrestling with right now. I'd love to hear how you get on. And as ever, please do subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and most crucially of all, please write that short review that I know you've been really meaning to do on Apple Podcasts, all of which helps make the Mojo Podcast more discoverable for more people. As a coach, I do a lot of work with my clients on helping them make key decisions in life. What career path should I pursue? Should I accept this promotion? Should I start my own business? Should I continue or end this relationship? These are big decisions, full of potential and consequence, and therefore they're laden with equal measure of excitement and hope, as well as fear and anxiety. So how do you go about deciding what's most important to you in life? Well, today I'm going to spend some time talking about something that can really help with such big decision making, understanding and acting on your values. Values is a regular subject on the Mojo Podcast, as many of my guests have taken the time to understand their values, what they mean, and use them to help some key decisions. You know, just listen back to the last episode with Kirsty Lewis, as she talked about how values have acted as a career compass for her over the years. So, how would you define your values? Before we answer this question, let's just take a minute to remind ourselves what, in general, values are. So your values are things that you believe are important in the way you live and work. They are what motivate and drive you. They are your guiding principles. They are your North Stars. They should determine your priorities. And deep down, they're probably the measures you use to tell if your life is turning out the way you want it to. When the things that you do and the way that you behave match your values, life is usually good. You're satisfied and content. But when things don't align with your personal values, that's when things feel, well, frankly, a bit off, a bit wrong. And this can be a real source of unhappiness. This is why making a conscious effort to identify your values is so important. So, how can having an understanding of your values help you? Well, values exist whether you recognize them or not. Life can be much easier and your mojo can flow a lot better when you acknowledge your values and when you make plans and decisions that honor them. So, for example, if you value family-orientedness, but you have to work 70 hours a week in your job, will you feel internal stress and conflict? And if you don't value competition and you work in a highly competitive sales environment, are you likely to be satisfied with your job? In these situations, understanding your values can really help. When you know your own values, you can use them to make decisions about how you live your life and how you can answer questions and make decisions like those I mentioned at the beginning around areas such as career, money, relationships, travel, politics, etc., etc. So take the time to understand the real priorities in your life and you'll be able to determine the best direction for you and your life goals. Now, values also underpin key areas such as influence and confidence as well. Hence, they matter massively to your mojo. And that's why the Mojo Podcast exists, to help your mojo flow even better. Okay, now we've got a good sense of what values are all about. Let's get into helping you define your values. As I said, you can take two paths here. You can sit back and relax and listen to everything I'm saying, or you can get fully immersed into the exercise. Find that space, that time, and that physical environment to do this in. Grab a pen and paper. And here we go. Okay, we're going to start by identifying the times in life when you were happiest. Close your eyes, take a deep breath or two, and think for a minute about examples from both your work life and your personal life. This will ensure some balance in your answers. Write down what comes to mind. Don't overthink it. It's usually the first thoughts that are most meaningful and true. Think about when you are most happy. What were you doing? Where were you? What can you see? What can you feel? Were you with other people? Who was there? Make a note of your thoughts. As you're making those notes, you can press pause and just quieten my voice and think about your own thoughts about when you are most happy. Okay, step two. Now we're going to think about times when you're most proud. Again, think about examples from both your work life and your personal life. Why were you proud? Did other people share your pride? Who? What other factors contributed to your feelings of pride? See what comes up for you and make some notes about what was going on. Next step. Now identify times when you're most fulfilled in life. Again, that balance of career and personal examples will be good. Write down what comes to mind when you think about what need or desire was being fulfilled. How and why did the experience give your life meaning at that point? What other factors contributed to your feelings of fulfillment at that moment? So take your time, make some notes about what's coming up for you. I mean, those three steps should put you in a very reflective state. We do this to access really into your deeper subconscious mind. At the very least, I hope this exercise has put a smile on your face, thinking about some lovely moments in your life. The next step is to determine your top values based on your experiences of happiness, pride, and fulfillment. Now it's time to grab that list of values I mentioned if you don't already have it. If you can't find mine, just Google values list and you'll get something to work from. Have a read through, and this is a long list. Maybe there's 70 to 100 values here, but you're aiming for a list of around 10 top values at this point, okay? And we're going to gradually work those down to your core 3 or 4. Now, as you work through, you're going to find that some of these naturally combine, okay? So for instance, if you value philanthropy, community, and generosity, you might say that service to others is one of your top values. So as much as you can do to reduce that long list down, because all of these words are going to sound very attractive, I imagine, but you are going to just be naturally drawn to some more than others. So go with your gut. As I say, don't overthink it. Now, I'm not going to read this long list out. As I said, you're going to find that resource via me or via good old Google. But I am going to share my own top values in the spirit of transparency. So my values are balance. So I need to feel that centering power of balance in my life, whether that's around health and fitness, work and play, being comfortable, but also being stimulated. So that's what balance means to me. Next, freedom. Freedom is really important to me, and it's all around choice, the ability to pick my own path in life. I really don't like feeling constrained, and I really do all I can to avoid bureaucracy as a result of that value of freedom. Next to me, making a difference. Now, this is one that's really come up even more for me as my career has developed, and now I'm working for myself as a coach and a trainer and facilitator. But in truth, it's always been there. It was maybe just a bit hidden when I was in more of a corporate career, perhaps. And last but not least, thoughtfulness. I care about the impact I have on people and where I live, and I consider what I do and I say. So that's thoughtfulness for me. So there you are. There are my four top values. So as I said, thinking about those moments for you, try and gather no more than 10 values. Doing this with a friend actually can really help. It's by talking out loud as you experience those moments. And a friend can ask you a bit more about those times and more words will come out. So you can do it with somebody, but you can definitely do it by yourself. If you find it difficult writing it down, maybe just talk about those moments into your phone, record yourself and play it back. That can also help massively as well. Now, the key with these values is to be really honest with them. They're yours, they're no one else's. There is no judgment with values, so don't worry if you perceive one of yours to be potentially negative to a friend or colleague. You are who you are. They are your values. Next step, it's time to get ruthless. We're going to prioritize your values. So you may have this long list of around 10, maybe a few more. And this step is probably the most difficult because you'll need to look deep inside yourself now. It's also the most important step because when making a decision, you'll have to choose between solutions that may satisfy different values. This is when you must know which value is most important to you. Write down those top 10 values that you've got from the long list. Now, look at the first two values and ask yourself, if I could only satisfy one of these, which would I choose? It might help to visualize a situation in which you would have to make that choice. For example, if you compare the values of service and stability, imagine that you must decide whether to sell your house and move to another country to do valuable foreign aid work, or keep your house and volunteer to do charity work closer to home. Okay, so keep working through the list and comparing each value with each other value until you're getting to that core list of three or four values. This is tough, but it is so worth it. These three or four values are your core values. Now, the others are not wasted. These are what we call your satellite values. These are areas that are really important to you, but your core values will trump everything when push comes to shove. Now, we've done the hard yards. We've got to those three or four values. It's time to reflect and reaffirm on those values. So ask yourself these questions. Do these values make you feel good about yourself? Are you proud of your top three or four values? Do these values represent things that you would support even if your choice isn't popular and puts you in the minority? Okay, now it's time to really start putting those values into practice and start trying them out. Some of life's decisions are really about determining what you value most. When many options seem super reasonable, it's helpful and comforting to rely on those values and use them as a strong guiding force to point you in the right direction. Your North Star, as I said. Identifying and understanding your values is a challenging and important exercise. Your personal values are a central part of who you are and who you want to be. By becoming more aware of these important factors in your life, you can use them as a guide to make the best choice in any situation. And who doesn't want that? When you consider your values in decision making, you can be sure to keep your sense of integrity and what you know is right, and approach decisions with confidence and clarity. You also know that what you're doing is the best for your current and future happiness and satisfaction. Making value-based choices may not always be easy. However, making a choice that you know is right is a lot less difficult in the long run. I hope you found this Mojo Toolkit useful, whether you fully immersed yourself in the exercise or simply listened and reflected. Now, I do this exercise a lot with coaching clients and I've seen the impact it can have, and I really hope it has the same for you. So that's the Mojo Toolkit on values. We'll be back with our usual guest story format next time. Please do share this episode with anyone you think will value it, obviously anyone working on their values. And please do your bit to make the podcast ever more discoverable by leaving a 5-star rating and writing that short review on Apple Podcasts. To do so, just scroll down to the ratings and review section below the episodes and press write a review. 30 seconds of your time makes a huge difference to me and the podcast. So thank you so much. Until next time, I hope your values are now better understood and clearer, and that your mojo continues to flow.